Thank you, Rory. It's fantastic. We're the first ever mixed stability world champions. And I suppose put it in context for ourselves, the Sunderswell Rebels, we're only a year and a half really in existence, and that was our fourth ever game, proper game of mixed ability rugby. I suppose mixed ability rugby, people wouldn't be that familiar of it because we're the only Irish team. And it's full contact rugby union, played with 15 a-side, but people who may or may not have a disability, and predominantly mainly intellectual disabilities. So it's unique.
And so give me a brief history of your team and how it all started up.
So it started from an article that I read in Rugby World magazine, where I read about the Bumblebees, Barbarians in England, and the Killeshly Warriors. And for my own work, I work with the Cope Foundation in an adult day service, and I said, you know what, this is something that some of the guys that I support would love to get involved in if there was an opportunity. And I suppose they've always, these guys, you know, every Monday they'd be coming in slagging me about Connacht getting beaten or winning or whatever, because they're staunch, you know, Munster men and rugby fans, you know, and just, you know, they love rugby.
And tell us about this tournament and the Mixed Ability Rugby World Tournament. Where was it on and where did you go?
So the Mixed Ability Rugby World Tournament was held in Bradford and Bingley Rugby Club in Yorkshire. The idea was a year and 5 months ago, a group of people who had teams established around Europe met in Bradford and Bingley, and I suppose the goal was to have a big tournament, you know, coinciding with England hosting the actual World Cup.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it started off, and the ball started rolling, and we trained hard when we took up the invitation to attend that tournament.
And how many matches did you play over the weekend?
It was a full week of tournament, so we played our pool games on Tuesday. We played the Clan from Scotland, which was actually made up of two Scottish teams, so it's an international side, and we played Castleford, an English team. So in that match we drew with the Clan, and we won against Castleford, so that burst through to the semi-final stage on the Thursday. Where we met Clara O'Byrne from Claremont. Tough game, French flair, and the Munster Mullen pack, and we managed to turn them over as well too, so we got through to the final on Friday yesterday.
Yeah, and taking on the Bumbles then in the final yesterday, you said the Bumbles, one of the originators of the sport.
They were hotly favoured. I suppose there was, you know, there was always going to be a fear about a Munster team, definitely, you know. We were well drilled and well schooled by our coach, Maeve Darcy, ex-Munster ladies forward player. We really went out hard at the start. Like, they came in hard at us at the start and went a score ahead. So we, you know, it was a tough game, but we got out the other side of it.
Alan, tell me, were you surprised to win the tournament? Like, what was the expectation heading over?
Well, the expectation really initially with the heading over was initially just to get there, and that's been our goal. We played four games there, and prior to that we had played one game. Official game we played against the clan from Scotland came over to Cork last April. Now we've played, you know, our own club president select side on Sunday as well, but other than that, like, you know, the goal was really just to get there and to experience it, and to get to, you know, for the players, who the mainly the people players who would have disabilities, and also the player facilitators is what we call the people who don't have disabilities, who enable the game to happen, just give them the experience of actually being in a competition setting. You know, it was a great experience.
And then hopefully your success now as well kind of encourages more people to play the game, both in Cork and across Ireland.
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose, you know, when you're always, when you're breaking ground and bringing in something new, and I suppose once, like, you have to understand it's a contact game, so it gives a person with a disability the choice to play a contact game along with the player facilitator. So hopefully this will, you know, encourage maybe some other clubs around the country to get involved. We'd certainly love that, and we'd certainly love to be able to help any club setups. You know, there's plenty of guidance and support there, you know.
And Alan, I imagine you've gotten fantastic support from Sunderswell as well.
Sunderswell have been an absolute fantastic club. They just show the true spirit of rugby from day one. I would have came to the club with a concept and went to one of the minis, coaches Lee Maher, and the junior secretary or junior chairperson, Ralph O'Leary, and they just brought it in, and they like, it's a no brainer to them. It's, you know, they've really embraced it, and you can not, you know, they haven't, they're one of a few clubs, or I don't know, the only club in the country can now say that they have a World Cup in their cabinet.
It's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing.
It's fantastic. So hopefully this inspires our senior boys to go over in the World Cup and do the business. And we've already got one. I think we can bring back another one in the late month. It ends towards the end of this month in September.
Well, excellent, Alan. Thanks very much for taking our call, and congratulations again. It's a cracking achievement.
Thanks very much, Rory.